TVB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Hey, 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 welcome aboard. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. And we're off and running on another Saturday night. And Steven's headphones don't have a battery in them. Is this what we've discovered?
Well, and do we just call out the person who last week, when I left the big board meeting with everybody there, what's the last thing I whispered to our boy?
I don't know.
I said, be sure, please, you replace the battery in my headphones.
So tonight, we can play this really cruel joke and not let Steven hear any of the callers whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of fun.
But you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
So it needs like a double A.
He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373.
Double A or a triple A? Do we have one of those in the
888-340. I'm just going to... I've learned from you, Kevin.
Get your other
I'm moving
on.
Right along.
That's right. That's what
the show must go on. Even though Ivan, the big techno fancy pants
here,
wizard...
Use mine.
Guy who you've said could fire me, apparently, can't seem to find a simple AAA battery.
Now what does
he get like for this? Nothing?
I don't know. I think national embarrassment from you is pretty good. I wouldn't call that exactly nothing.
Of Ivan Quinones? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, the man's about to be a dad for the first time, and
well,
you're just...
hopefully you just, he won't, you know, forget the battery for the bottle warmer. You know what I'm saying?
Here, try those. See if that works.
I'm sure little Ivan... he's going to have lots of warm bubbas.
Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. It's crazy as usual. Not that you care about our headphone dilemma.
I'm just glad I have two more hours of bashing Ivan.
that's not going to be nice. let's see. We were off last week because you were out of town. You were at the Manny Pacquiao fight.
Yes, sir.
And he won that.
He won his world title back.
Yeah.
All his belts. Well, the one belt. Mr. Pacquiao is...
And he's going to be the president of the Philippines someday.
Apparently. More importantly, he's my homie.
So we discovered. But anyway, lots of things have happened in the news since we were last here at these microphones.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some cattle that have been returned to a rancher in Nevada. It's kind of interesting.
Well, that's a good thing.
Were you watching that whole thing?
Very much. I've been flying all over.
Yeah, the answer is no. So you don't know.
No, I checked in and got the kind of broad. I don't know the specificity of it now.
Well, evidently, even after the feds pulled out last Saturday they said, oh, okay, it's escalated a little too much around here.
Mm-hmm.
Got too many people showing up with guns.
Yeah.
They outnumber us.
And what state was this?
Nevada.
Right.
Just outside of Las Vegas, south of Las Vegas. And Harry Reid got questioned. I think it was Monday morning. Maybe it was on Sunday. I'm not sure. But he was at some event in Vegas. He's a senator from Nevada, obviously. And the local TV babe sticks the mic in his face and goes, so what do you think about this Clive Bundy thing? And he goes, well, when you break the law, you walk away from it, it's not over.
Harry Reid said
that? Dirty Harry. It's
Dirty
not
Harry.
Over. It's not over. Only he said it in his, like, you know, Mormon, you know, little mousy voice.
It's not over. It's not over.
Whatever it is. And then this week he took to calling everybody that showed up to protect the Bundys and stand with the Bundys, domestic terrorists.
Hmm.
Now, this is what starts to bother me here. You have constitutionally owned firearms by legally and licensed people that are allowed to have them. And they felt like that the government was overreaching its boundaries and being a little tyrannical. And so they said, we're not going to let you just steal his property, his cattle. He has 1,000 head of cattle. They'd already stolen like 390 of them. We're not going to let you just steal them. You can't just do that. And then the Fed said, well, here, you have to stand in this little box. That's where your free speech can be exercised. We got these two little boxes that you can stand in, like 100 by 100. You get to stand right there.
Now, slow down for the dumb guy.
Yeah.
So were they, like, trying to put a highway through his property?
What? No, no, no. The fight between this rancher is that his family has worked this land that the Feds say that they own for 140 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in his family.
Right.
He has his cattle grazed. They don't stay on the land permanently, but they go out and they graze it. And it's actually a benefit to the state of Nevada for them to graze that land.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done other improvements on it. So his family, out-of-pocket, personal investment into the land has been 140 years in the making.
Sure.
In the state of Nevada, they're good. Everything that the state's asked them to do, they're all cool with. The feds started saying, well, you know, we think you should pay us grazing fees for that land. And he goes, why? He goes, well, because we're the feds. And we think that because we're the feds, we can tell anybody to pay anything. He goes, yeah, but it's not your land. It's land that your people have managed a little bit of, but that land belongs to the state of Nevada, and it has ever since Nevada was incorporated as a state.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor kind of was like, "Well, you know, I'm not going to force the feds to go away, but I disagree with their position on it."
The governor,
yeah, and the local sheriff, kind of the same position. Now, the county commissioner, who's of the other party, who's of the party of the party of Washington right now,
mm-hmm.
Came back and was like lambasting those guys and, "Oh, you're a bunch of cowards. You won't enforce the law and all this," but it's really turned into this states' right thing. Does Nevada own its land, or does the federal government own its land?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Bundy said, well, I'm ready to pay for grazing fees, but I won't pay them to the federal government. I'll pay them to the state of Nevada if they ask me for them, or I'll pay them to my county. But I'm not going to pay them to the federal government because the federal government doesn't own the land.
Right.
So Obama and company didn't like that. See, Harry Reid had worked out this deal where this solar power supplier,
right,
If they just got,
this is the part I was waiting
if
for.
They just got,
go ahead.
If they just got 53 ranchers from South Nevada to just, you know, move along, then they could take this land and then put in this solar power system. And Harry Reid's neck deep in it, and he's got people that
his
are on.
His son
it.
Is involved.
Oh yeah, it's
I told you I checked up on it.
It's not over. It's not over.
So where does it stand now?
Well, now the feds have moved away. Everybody's celebrating, but the gun owners haven't gone home. They're still sitting there because they're anticipating that...
Locked and loaded?
They're anticipating that as soon as they start to leave that the feds are going to come back because Harry Reid said, it's not over.
They got signs out there that say, come on down, Harry.
I don't know if they do that, but the thing that they don't, you know, obviously nobody wants to see violence, but there were a couple of viral videos that got out there.
Sure, I saw.
And they tased one of Bundy's sons, who was really cool because he just took the taser wires right out of his chest, threw them on the ground, and just stood there.
Did he really?
Yeah, three times. And then they shoved one of the Bundy aunts to the ground. It was a mess, but yeah, it was. We didn't get a chance to talk about that last week.
Boy.
But so you know, here's what bothers me about that, and I would be willing to take calls on this at 888-340-3373 if you're so inclined. But when an elected senator to the United States Senate,
mm-hmm,
calls people merely exercising their constitutional rights domestic terrorists, does that strike anybody as odd? I mean, isn't this guy more or less a public servant? Isn't he supposed to be, like, working for the people that he's talking about this
mm-hmm.
about?
Mm-hmm.
Two? Four? I'm not sure. But if I was to be there, which I'm not, but I am in spirit, and I knew that he was calling me a domestic terrorist, and I'm wondering if that foreshadows other things, like, they can pull in the Black Hawk helicopters, start coming in and, you know, just picking people up and making them disappear. And I mean, to what degree does this guy really think he has the power to treat the people that are in his own state this way? This is what bothers me.
I hear you loud and clear.
He's accountable to.
And the other thing that's interesting from my perspective is, obviously, what's transpired here sends a very powerful message to the rest of the country, because it really should get people thinking about when, in fact, the government does something incorrect or unjust, do you just lay down or should you stand up?
Yeah.
Because it seems like we're in a culture and a society now where they're so scared, they're just going to let them do what they want.
And that's what made this so unbelievably astounding. Anyway, 888-340-3373.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God, February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
What up?
Now, this is the best 2 hours you can ever experience in all of the intergalactical sphere of reality. Kevo doesn't like when I do that. He's kind of more
I
of
just,
a...
I think you should always undersell and overdeliver.
Yeah, underpromise. I know, but you know,
you kind of do the opposite.
There's a great scene in the pilot episode of a series I did called The Young Riders 100 years ago. And there's this character in the pilot. I think his name was like Wolfman or something. It was a TV show on ABC.
That makes sense. Cowboy named Wolfman.
About the Pony Express. No, he was this dude that like lived in a cave and he had a wolf scalp on his head, you know, with the teeth and all that. And,
cool.
And there's this great line that Ty Miller, who played the character, the lead character, the kid.
Right.
And, like, he runs into him in the back roads, and, he finds him in a cave, and he gets scared, and he talks to the wolf man and all this kind of stuff. And he says, well, wolf man, which direction should I go? And the wolf man says, that way. And he says, how do you know? And the wolf man says, 'cause I just know. So, Kevo, I say all that to say about this illustrious program.
Yes.
I just know.
All right.
That it's the best 2 hours you can have on a Saturday night.
Well, we do try to have a little bit of fun.
In all of this intergalactic domain.
Coming up at the top of the next hour, by the way.
Yeah.
I have got... We often open our hours with stories of the home front.
Uh-huh.
Particularly the ankle biters and some of the adventures.
Sure.
I have the story that will top anything we have ever discussed.
But it's not about me, right?
No, I'm, unless you were the one that inspired him to do this. But no, we have... No, it's
for, no, I get
top
scared
of the next
when
hour.
You do that.
No, no, no.
Like sometimes
no.
You'll
this
set
is,
something up like
this
that.
This is entirely about ankle biter number two.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Little Jonathan.
As long as it's not ankle biter number
this
three,
week,
which is me.
This week... Yeah. The story that tops any story we've ever told about our families.
Excellent.
It's and I am underselling this.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about these situations out in Nevada where a man objected to the fact that the federal government was coming in and taking his cattle. That would be like sneaking into Stephen Baldwin's house and taking his scripts. I mean, just, you know, like, okay, you're not doing that movie. Not doing that one. This is his livelihood. This is what this guy does. He ranches.
Sure.
So they've taken...
For any of those young fellas out there that are thinking of coming to my house to date one of my daughters.
This would be like the federal government showing up in a helicopter to take Haley away.
Yeah, not good.
So anyway, he didn't like it. But an amazing thing happened. People came from all over the country. They rolled up in campers. Lawyers showed up. Doctors showed up. People of all walks of life. And they said, no, the federal government doesn't get to do this to a single citizen. And so Harry Reid goes, it's not over. Dirty, dirty, Harry. So he's gone and done this. Where are you going? Steve is just up in the air. All right. Good enough. So Harry Reid says it's not over. They've said now he's calling the people that are there domestic terrorists. And in being a senator elected from that state, that bothers me. It bothers me if you have a public service, a public servant that is reacting this way to the law-abiding, constitutional right-exercising people of your state. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. Should a senator say that someone's a domestic terrorist simply for doing what they do constitutionally? Let's go to line one. David is in Huntington, New York, listening to AM 970 out of New York, called The Answer. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hello. Kevin, you totally left out so much of this story. To begin with, this gentleman, Bundy, owes charges over $1 million.
That's not
in
true.
Raising fees.
That's not true.
No, it is true. It is true. You can make up any fact
yeah.
that you want.
Actually, you know what the show me the bill, David. They haven't
right,
produced.
Wait,
hold on. You come yeah. on here and tell me that I'm not being truthful. You send me the link where they've demonstrated a receipt where he owes in excess of anything more than $200,000. That's the most that they've been able to document.
Let me ask you this then. How much of the land in Nevada does the federal government actually own?
Zero.
That's not true.
Zero.
80%.
The lands that the Bureau of Land Management operates are still the property of the state of Nevada and the taxpayers of the state of Nevada.
That's
well,
incorrect.
Okay.
It's owned by the federal government, and that's been the case since the federal
okay.
government paid for that land when they bought it from Mexico.
Okay, Mr. Tiananmen Square, what else you got for me?
All right. And also, when he referred to these people as domestic terrorists, that's what most of these people are. They are militias that are not even from Nevada. Some of these people came from as far away as New Hampshire. These are armed groups that are separatists, anti-government. Some of them include white supremacists.
Okay.
They came with all kinds of weapons, not just handguns and rifles, semi-automatic weapons. These are people that don't recognize the federal government at all, who raise money via bank robberies and things like that, who advocate the violent overthrow
wow.
of the United States.
You know an awful lot about the people that are there.
Patriots?
Yeah. You know an awful lot about
David,
the people
David,
that are there. That's amazing.
David, can I ask you a question?
I didn't realize you had such in-depth dossiers on these people.
David, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you have a gun?
No, I don't own a gun. Huh. I don't need one. And first of all, I'm legally blind, so me having a gun would be kind of pointless.
Okay, but so let me ask you a hypothetical, David. Regardless of your condition, if you owned a gun and someone came in your home and threatened your family and you had to shoot them, would you do that?
If they came to my home and they didn't have a warrant and I didn't owe money to the government, and you know the thing is that Kevin didn't.
You didn't answer the question.
The amount owed, David,
wait,
and whether or not it's even owed to the federal government is still under dispute. That's the problem. This has not been adjudicated.
You know what the problem is?
It was adjudicated by a federal court who is inclined to find hold on, David, just let me get this thought out, and then I'll let you respond.
Okay.
He's inclined to fine for the federal government at the federal level. The state of Nevada has no issue with this farmer. None.
Yes, that's fine. But he owes this money to the federal government, and they're taking issue. And the other thing is, you know, people fault the government for showing up with all these armed people. When they were talking about going to seize these cattle, which are grazing illegally on federal land.
That's also
Trump
under dispute.
Was making threats.
That's also under
he
dispute.
Was making threats.
It's under
he
dispute.
Made threatening comments.
Yeah. All right, so you're a commie that likes big government and you want government to control everything. I get it. You
no,
want them to
don't.
Roll in there.
No,
you want them to exercise the boot of authoritarianism against this guy's neck. That's your perspective, David. I respect it. You're allowed to have it. But don't show up on my house cuz you probably wouldn't
yeah.
like what I had to say about it. So.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, David. Take your calls next. Clive Bundy. Domestic terrorist or hero? Next.
Yeehaw!
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Saturday night, and if you're watching by way of Biz TV or the UAN, that shot right there was a very busy Times Square in here in New York City. It's lots of folks out, and the car's moving, surprisingly. It's a good thing. Anyway, welcome to the studios of Baldwin McCullough Radio. We're here every Saturday night, and Kevin McCullough is my name. Syndicated columnist and national radio talk show host, and he's the actor Stephen Baldwin.
Hello!
Who is not the Baldwin that is in reality television at this very moment. Unusual. You're usually the brother that's on the reality TV shows, but Daniel...
Well, I've done a few shows.
You've done all of them.
I've done a couple reality shows.
I don't think you've done the one that Daniel's doing now, but...
No, I couldn't do that one.
Yeah. So... Jackie,
there is no swapping of wives in Christ Jesus. Doesn't happen.
Jackie
doesn't
believes
work.
That you need to have a heart to heart with Daniel about this, though, because he's using your yeah baby.
We love Jackie.
He's using your yeah baby,
but
on
she's
TV.
A little kooky.
So he doesn't owe you anything for that. That's not your phrase.
Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, baby.
I have probably stolen or borrowed so many things from Daniel. That if he's slinging the yeah baby on Celebrity Wife Swap,
you're all good.
It's okay.
Okay,
I approve. No question.
888-340-3373 is our phone number. We're talking about this story that has not gone away in the last couple of weeks. The rancher in Nevada, Cliven Bundy, and his sons, his family, trying to protect their cattle trade on land that they have worked publicly for 140 years. They've made improvements to the property. They've followed all of the Nevada laws. And a little while ago, not coincidentally, around the same time that Senator Harry Reid wanted to put in a solar power plant on the land that their cattle graze on, the feds made some story up about some tortoise, and they haven't told that story in more than a week now, because it was discovered that the Bureau of Land Management was actually killing the tortoises too, so they couldn't really talk about the cattle killing. Actually, the tortoise and the cattle on the same land is actually good. Because the cattle leave this byproduct behind, and the turtles eat that.
Can you say pie?
Yeah. So anyway. But here's the part. A week later, Harry Reid is now saying everybody that supports the Bundys are domestic terrorists. He actually said the supporters of Cliven Bundy are domestic terrorists. Is that the kind of language you expect from an elected United States senator? About his own people, about his own citizens that haven't broken any laws? 888-340-3373. Let's talk to line two. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Ralphie.
Hi, Ralph. Welcome.
Hey, Ralphie.
Good evening. You know, this whole idea of, you know, being called a terrorist for, and this is so disingenuous on the part of Hollywood, for we the people asserting our constitutional right, you know, as Obama is forcing more and more government upon us, this is really very ridiculous and disingenuous. And I was told that since the format of this program is Radio of the Mind, Radio of the Mind is pretty much just like a Hollywood production or, you know, a movie when every caller would, you know, be like a character such as myself, like, you know, and David. Okay? David is the antithesis of me, who believe in our constitutional rights and, you know, believe that that should not be trampled upon, because that has been there for hundreds of years. And that's why America, you know, our constitutional rights. And furthermore, you know, the right to bear arms is being shown here with regard to this, what happened here in Nevada. This is about we the people, and this is a loud and clear message to you, Obama and Harry Reid. This is about we the people backing him. You heard it, not for the first time from me. You heard it, you know, before from me.
Well, and I think you're right, Ralph. And thank you for the call. It's not.
Thanks, Ralph.
This is not. The reason this made news is because there were 52 other ranchers that rolled over. Mm-hmm. Bundy was the only one that didn't, and he screwed up the whole thing for Harry Reid. Oh, we can't bring our big solar panels in now, and I can't get my money from the communist Chinese.
Yeah, and that's what I was going
to
ask.
Bring the electricity
that first
in.
Caller, you know, it's I mean, you gotta just think on a common sense level that the federal government's getting so aggressive here. He wants this contract.
Yeah,
Reid wants the contract. It's probably worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Very well could be. It is Baldwin McCullough Live. We're live from New York. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're taking more of your calls next.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673. 4673.
Baldwin McCullough Live on Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. It's quite a spicy show already.
Yeah, well, this, we've touched a nerve. This Bundy rancher,
yeah.
People showing up with guns, the feds showing up, stealing cattle, tasing his kids. You know, this is, you got all the, it's actually like what, you need like some, you need a tumbleweed to roll by the screen and like, you know,
exactly.
Because it is like a modern day Western, you know, the mean, nasty feds.
Dirty Harry.
It's not over.
I think I'd just burst out laughing if Harry Reid ever like tried to look at me like with a snarl and like any kind of.
Hey, TV back there, see if you can Google Harry Reid. There's this one thing. It's a video. It's from a local news report there in Nevada. But he's saying it with these sunglasses on. So he's kind of
Balloramas?
Like.
Like Clint Eastwood?
No, not like the not like Harry? The no, not like the ones.
That would be brilliant.
They're more like Battlestar Galactica. But
we have to come up for like a Battlestar Galactica name now for Harry.
But he's like, it's not over.
He would be like Chewy Dum Dum. right? Well, that's a good name for him.
It does. It fits.
Dumb.
Just because anytime he makes a speech from the floor of the Senate, you're just like, really? That's the best you guys got? He's your leader?
He's creepy.
I could take him like that.
I'd sneeze and knock him out of office.
Let's go to line three. Gino's calling from the Bronx. All New York on the phone tonight. This is kind of interesting.
What's
We've
up?
Never had this. Hey, Gino, welcome.
Well, speaking of domestic terrorists, I guess David from Huntington is usually doing his Bolshevik act, you know. The little pissant couldn't find a radio talk show host, a ball bust, tonight, so I figured he'd do it to you. He's also done it to Congressman Joe Walsh. He called me and the entire audience of Congressman Walsh's show racist.
Now, for people, Gino, hold on a second. Hold on a second. For people that don't know what Gino's discussing, our flagship station here in New York, AM 970, The Answer, has former Congressman Joe Walsh. And if you ever forget that he's a former congressman, he'll tell you in about every 2 minutes throughout the context of his show. I'm former Congressman Joe Walsh. But he's a patriot, and he broadcast live from the Bundy Ranch last week. So, Gino, evidently David's got some history there. But let me ask you this. An elected officer, and forget parties and even specifics. Let's assume that everything was fine, that Harry Reid had the right to do this. Is it ever a good thing for our elected leaders to brand their merely ideological opposites domestic terrorists? Because these guys haven't broken any laws. There's no violence that's broken out.
Of course not, because this fool doesn't realize he's up for re-election in 2 years. Sadly, the people of Nevada made a big mistake in 2010 when they let him slide for re-election. Not to mention that Mr. Bundy is one of his constituents.
Right.
You would think this dimwit would have enough common sense to say, no, Mr. President, you may be party, but this man represents a constituent in my state. Mm-hmm. And my state has allowed his family to graze on federal lands and Nevada lands for 120 years. We should get rid of this lawsuit, finish it all. But no, he's going to be the typical party partisan peckerhead, and he's going to stick it to Mr. Bundy. So what I recommend now is the people of Nevada stick it to Harry Reid and come up with a recall effort so that way this old fartbag finally realizes what it's like when he gets the anger of the American people and the people of his own state against him. Mm. This way, he gets to realize that the Davids from Huntington's aren't going to stick up for him because they're going to call up a radio talk show. No, real conservatives are going to show up, just like I've been saying all along. They're going to show up on 26 Federal Plaza on July 4th with me and a dozen other people to protest this communist in the White House. And I'm telling you now, I better see at least one of your faces down there. If it's not you, Kevin, Nancy boy, it better be you, fancy boy, Stevie B. You got that fancy boy?
Fancy and Nancy.
Gino.
You got to represent, bro.
We've been called out.
All right?
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate the call.
I'll check my schedule, Gino.
July 4th. He called you out, fancy boy.
I'd rather be fancy boy than Nancy boy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gino won't call me Nancy in my face.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
I don't know.
Let's go. Line one, Julie in Staten Island. Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys. The Republicans must take back the Senate in November and fire Harry Reid. The man is a menace. He's an extremist liberal. He's the obstructionist. You know, he always uses the words on Republicans. He's the obstructionist. Sitting on over 200 bills from Congress, including one on Iran, putting back the sanctions on Iran.
Right.
He's an obstructionist. Did he pay his taxes? And Republicans should go around campaigning before November's election saying, get rid of Harry Reid. The media lets him get away with this stuff. If Mitch McConnell called them liberals terrorists, It'd be on the news 24/7.
Oh, they'd be calling for a congressional hearing to have him called out on, you know, prosecutorial misconduct of some sort. They'd be like, no, this is terrible. You can't act this way. We're going to draw you up on ethics charges. I mean, they would figure out something to hit him with. Harry Reid can just do it, and there's like everybody just goes on about their business. And it would be one thing if you had guys out there that had behaved badly, if you had guys out there that crossed lines, if you had guys out there that you know, had fired their weapons and shouldn't have, mm-hmm. and all the rest of it. The problem with what happened here, Julie, and thank you for the call. The problem with what happened here, Harry Reid and the administration got caught in a time warp.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, I believe, and this is what I wrote in my piece last week, I believe technology outplayed them. Because you didn't have a dozen TV network cameras out there documenting the tasing of the Bundy son and the wires being pulled out of him. You had three dozen iPhones
that were
taping it and putting it on the web within seconds.
Right.
That all went viral.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the administration, but specifically those that had been involved in this particular effort, were going, well, wait a second. We can't even control the message that's getting out.
Right.
Like, no kidding, Sherlock. You should have thought about that before you rolled up with the SUVs.
Right.
But technology has changed. And so I don't think, I think it's great for the supporters to stay. But, it's like they wanted to start. You almost felt like this was going to turn into Waco or Ruby Ridge. I mean, you just felt like the feds were being so heavy-handed with it, and I think technology beat them down.
Well,
I was glad.
And hopefully for the better, because before something really crazy happened, you know?
Yeah. All right, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We got lots more show left, and three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Should a senator call our citizens domestic terrorists? We're coming right back.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's PRAY2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
It's Saturday night. It's in New York, and he's Stephen Baldwin, and I'm Kevin McCullough.
How are you?
Can I tell a story about what happened in the break just now?
Sure.
Because Mark and I thought it was one of the funniest things we'd seen happen all week.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Baldwin calls the lovely Mrs. Baldwin. They're talking about whatever they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
You just heard me say...
I'm just thinking about how much trouble I would get in if I just pulled this off. He says to her, "Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I've got to go somewhere this week." And you hear on the other end, blah, blah, blah. "Florida. Till Saturday."
Yeah.
It slipped my mind.
It's not easy.
You're married to a good woman, man.
Oh, no question.
Like she...
Well, no, the backstory is... I've been traveling ferociously.
Oh, you've been nuts this year.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
And I said to her day before yesterday, "Oh, I'm going to speak at this prayer breakfast in Cedar Rapids, Iowa."
Day before yesterday.
Yesterday morning.
Right.
"But isn't it great? Because when I come home, I'm home for a week and a half." Which is what I thought. And I did.
By the way, it just slipped my mind.
And
got to go to Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to the IFA Awards.
Slipped my mind.
In Florida.
Independent Film Association?
No, it would be the like Indian Independent Film. So it's basically the Academy Awards of Bollywood.
Oh.
And I'm being brought down there because I'm presenting an award and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me hear you do your best.
No.
Yes, I need to hear it.
No. What do you think? You know, it's Critic. Funny. My kids make fun of me.
Come on.
Because whenever I talk to somebody from wherever, I start to take on the accent.
Yeah, come on.
So, can you imagine? This thing is going to be broadcast to 800 million people in India.
Right.
Could you imagine if I get on, you know, if I start...
So I think you should.
When I present the award, yeah. That would be bad. So I have to really focus when I do this thing. But it's an amazing... It's IIFA. You can Google it. It's really cool.
The Academy Awards of Bollywood.
Yeah, man.
I'm awesome.
Fired up about it.
I just want to hear your... presentation.
I think I'm getting a free suit out of the deal. Isn't that something?
Then let me do it. 888-340-3373. What we're talking about is the Harry Reid Clive Bundy standoff in Nevada. It's really captured the heart and mind and soul of the country for the last 2 weeks. Because I don't think we woke up one day and expected to see federals on the land in Nevada, tasing people's children and stealing their cattle. I mean, back in the 1800s, there were people that did that. They usually ended up dead because, you know, you put some reminders in them from your six shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, plus this next hour, Stephen's got an interesting story that he wants to get into and something that really touched his heart, and he's got a lot of passion about it. We'll find out what that is as well. It's Baldwin, it's McCullough, it's Saturday night. Stay with
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
It's free to you right now. 866